Bhumi in front of temple or your room Bhumi, supporting and nursing your children's brain, or sleep, don't tell they sleep. Govinda damo dharma dhareti, Govinda damo dharma dhareti. Don't go to grammar. Now you are in the last stages of death. Yes, sir, not go. That is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that. Chant, remember these things. If you are going to any pandit who is not realized, then he will mislead you and tell that, oh, where are the symptoms? He will, oh, tilak is somewhat not good. There is defect in your tilak, so you are not pure Vaishnava. Or you are blackish, so you are not pure good. Pure Vaishnava. You don't know Anuswar, and Anuswar you know? In Sanskrit, Kang Kang, Anbisharga dots. So you cannot be a very real devotee. You should learn first grammar. I know that any of our devotees, like Haridas Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, so are like this. They have never gone to read grammars. So, first read Jiva Dharma. I will suggest you. You should hear Gurudev and serve Gurudev. Automatically it will come. If your Gurudev is bona fide. Who is Gurudev? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Raya Ramananda, and Ramananda told that, who are you? First I see you as a sannyasi, very beautiful sannyasi. Now I saw that you are Krishna, and now I am seeing that you are covered with golden any lady, and now you are Rasaraj Mahabhav. Who are you? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, you are really a Uttam Mahabhagavat. You can see everywhere Krishna, your worshipful deities, Jugal Kishore, you are seeing like this in me here and there. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very politely told, oh, you are Jagat Guru. You should bless on me and help me. I heard from Sarvam Bhattacharya. He told that, I am not so qualified. You should go to Raya Ramananda and he will teach you all these things. Vaishnava, etiquette, tattva, rasa, everything. So I have come to you and you are cheating me. You are not telling all these facts. I know that you guru, because kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, Shudra kenu naya jai Krishna tattva veta se guruha. This is the real definition. Who is Guru? Who is Krishna tattva veta? Knows all the tattva. Jiva tattva, Krishna tattva, Rasa tattva, Prema tattva, everything he is knowing. Whether he will be Shudra, he will be renounced, he will be Grihastha, he may be anyone. Out of Varnasham Dharma, anyone. Tasmat Gurum Prapaddeta Jikyasu Seya Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishanatam Brahman Nupashamashem. Here the definition of Gurudev same. But he should be Krishna Tattvaveta. Can in this whole world anyone can say that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was not tattvavetta? Anyone has dared to tell? If anyone telling, I must cut their tongue. And we should also cut their tongue if anyone is telling. The guru of Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, Vasila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Jagatguru. You know how renowned and how qualified and high class of Vaishnava he was and Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He was not Krishna Tattvaveta. Anyone can say in this world, challenge? Only mad persons can, foolish, very foolish, like an ass, donkey, they can tell like this. Otherwise, not, never. So, if he is Tattvaveta, then why you have so many doubts in him? I want that your all doubts should be washed away. And even by telling so, my suggestion, if that cloud of so many doubts are there, anyone, Krishna himself cannot do anything. Never he can do. So try to be. If anyone has doubt, don't mix with them. Like very big poison, dangerous poison. Don't meet them. Even he is so much favorable to us. Like, once, you know Mirabai in India was a first class devotee, but not in our line, but he was first class devotee. He was somewhat inclination to Dwarkadesh, but no harm. She wrote a letter to Tulsidas. He was very great bhakta. That my all husband, father-in-law, mother-in-law, and sister-in-law, all in my family are opposite to me. They are opposed that you should not do bhajan. Always opposing me and making so much disturbance. What should I do? I am a female. What should I do? Should I be in family or I should give up family this and I should go to Vrindavan? At once Tulsidas, very renowned person, he wrote. What he wrote? Jinike priyana rama vedehi tajiya koti bairisham jadda paramashane. Baliguru tajavu, kanta praj balitan bhaye jagamangalakari. Tajavu pita prahalad vibhishana bandhu bharat mahatari. Baliguru tajavu kanta praj balitan bhaye jagamangalakari. The purpose of this is that anyone who is so much near and dear, like life and soul, but he is not serving and not have any attachment with Krishna and Srimati Radhika, that should be given up like poison. As if Prahlad Maharaji left his father. Bharat Maharaj, the brother of Ram, he left his mother, Kaikai, forever. After that, he never told that, oh mother Kaikai. Never. He told Queen Kaikai, not mother. And Bali Maharaj, he left his Gurudev, Sandamarka and Sukracharya. He made some disturbance. When he was giving whole three steps of land to him, he told that he is Vishnu and he will take everything, so don't give. But he told that I have promised I must give. And if he is Vishnu, anyhow he will take, and he is owner of whole world. So this world is of him. Why should I give him? So I have promised I should give. Then he told that, I reject you from my discipleship. Then he told, I am rejecting you from Guru. And at last he was blind. Who? Shukracharya. He is not seeing reality, and that is his blind. I think that he is really not blind, but why he is told blind? Because he is not seeing true things. So anyhow, if near and dear father, mother, sister, even wife, husband, we should kick out them for the sake of service of Krishna. So we should go to what was I was telling? Mirabai. He kicked up all and went to Vrindavan. And then his father, mother,
husband,
all began to pursue him. Oh, we have done great mistake. You should return to him. He should, oh, never. And she went. So we should be very... If anyone has some doubt in Guru Tattva, those who's certainly a Krishna Tattvaveta, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, see that in 500, so many years, there is none equal to Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada in whole world. He was so qualified, equipped with so many transcendental qualities in him. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was called
in heaven.
That the demigods like Indra, Brihaspati, they have some doubt. In this lok, apiches sudhuracharo, and he was called and he went and removed their all doubts. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is how
qualified.
And if anyone has doubt that he has no guru parampara, then we should cut their, not only tongue, that no heart. So you should be very, very strong in this thing. It is better to leave foolishness in foolishness, no heart, like Kanishtha Adhikari. And I think that it is not good to be a pandit, bogus pandits. Pandits are so qualified, but only they are foolish. Pandits have so many qualities, but only they are foolish. They cannot determine what is right and what is wrong. Once, a very big pandit, very big scholar, very big scholar in Sanskrit and grammar, he was going through a forest anywhere. The villagers came to him and told, don't go through this dense forest, there are so many tigers and lions. They will attack and they will at once eat you. Don't go. Oh, tigers. I know that Vyagra. Vyagra means from Jigrati it has come, from this dhatu. So, by grammar I am saying that he will smell me. He will not eat, because it is not in this route. Verbal route. अच्छा, you are not हमारी बात नहीं मान रहे हो. You are not obeying me. You can go and you will realize the fact. And he went. He saw a very dangerous tiger in front, and he was roaring. And he looked, and at once he jumped. Oh, he will come and he will.
No.
He will smell me by root, verbal root. He cannot take. But when he jumped and began to
bite,
then, oh, sometimes it is used in eating also. I forget it. And then, in the meantime, he ate his whole body and he was finished. So, pandits are like this. So don't go towards these things. Be actually, offer yourself in the lotus path of Tattvavitta Guru. Don't think all these things. You cannot understand. So doubt, those who have doubt about all these things, they will make so many clouds of doubts. and thus you will be ruined forever. Quickly. Waste your time in learning grammar of Sanskrit, of Hindi grammar, not anything. Any language cannot give anything. Simply, in all languages, Prem is there. I'm telling a pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his tour to South India. He reached to a Ranganath temple, very famous in South. The temple is so high and built, upper part is built of gold. And so big in whole world. So many villages are in the territory of boundary of that temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in the house of Venkat Bhatta, that is the father of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He used to go to take darshan of Ranganath daily. He was seeing that there is a Brahmin. And he used to read Gita, but he was not a scholar, not knowing grammar, not knowing any letters. Only he used to learn O, I, E, U, Kokha, like this. But he used to utter sensuous slokes, very wrong, and began to weep, used to become weep and weep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking after him. One day he went to him and began to hear what he said. And he was weeping and uttering, Dharma Chetre Kuru Chetre Samaveta Jojotsava, without grammar, reading wrong pronunciations and everything, but weeping so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he finished and he was closing the book, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very honorably, he asked, O Bhakta, when you read Gita, why you weep? I see that there are so many learned persons reading Gita here, but they never weep. But how you are weeping? He told that, I am not a learned person. I don't know Sanskrit or any language. When I open the book, I see that at once Arjun is sitting on the chariot, giving his bow and arrows, and he is so sad. And Krishna is smiling, giving so many instructions, sarva dharmana parityajyamam ekam. I see, and oh, how beautiful Krishna is. And seeing this, I become melted, hearted, and I weep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once embraced, you are really devotee. All truth will come in your heart. This is the process. Not by grammar, not by intelligence we can know achinta bheda bhed. We cannot know achinta bheda bhed. Because the theory of all sandarbhas and Govinda Bhashya, a achinta bheda bhed. What is the meaning of achinta? It cannot be known by intelligence, by grammar, by any endeavor of these senses, nadhar. How it will come? Only by grace of causeless mercy of Krishna and his Bhagavats. Guru can give this. So be very fixed and strong in this. So don't waste time in this thing. In any language, you can tell Hare Krishna, in all language it is. And prema will come. Our constitutional form is there. What is there? Everything is potency in seed. So by the mercy of Gurudev and chanting and remembering, all doubts will go easily and all your offenses and unearths will go. And thus we will see that everything was in that seed. Only water was needed. And what water? The association of Vaishnava are coming something from Hladini and Sambit from the hearts of Ragatmika Bhaktis. Association. This is method. Don't go towards intelligence and all these things. Be like this. All the established thought will come in your heart in this process. Try to give up all the doubts and be like this. I wanted to tell something from Bhaktivinod Thakur, that what are the functions of Madhyam Adhikari and who is Madhyam Adhikari? At least he has Sambandha Gyan with Krishna. He had knowledge of all the tattva, and anartha has been so much removed. And at least he has come in the stage of Nishtha, Ruchi and Asakti. Then he will Madhyam Adhikari, but Kanishta Madhyam Bhis. He can help us by Hari Katha. But not at the moment that all you should be Premi Bhakta. Not like that. Who will do this? Only three kinds of Uttama Adhikari. Mochit Kasaya, Nirdhut Kasaya and what I told yesterday. Nagmani in first stage, Sukhdev Goswami in second stage, and third stage in Narad Rishi. They can help. They can tell, at once you should be tree. They will be tree. At once you should be full of pain. You should dance, remember and do. Like Nityananda Prabhu touched Jaraiya and Madhai. And they began to dance and, Krishna, where you are, rolling down on the earth. So we should try to follow this very easy process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given very easy process. Don't go in intelligence, kasarat of mind.
Exercise of mind.
Don't try to do exercise, mental exercise. It will not do. So, I think that I will tell you what are the functions of Madhyam Adhikari tomorrow. Now time is over. I should not speak more. So, tomorrow again I will do. God Premanande. Ask anything. You can come at any time. Don't think that Narayan Maharaj is always closed in any room. I have come only to help you and associate with you. But I am somewhat like old age, and some doctors have told me not to always speak. So I should chant, remember, do my devotional service, also to help you. So, you should not think that I am not available to you. You can go freely, like friends. I think you like my friends, my sons and daughters.
In France, everyone is your friend.
Yes, in France, I think that all are my friends. So, don't hesitate to come to me. You should tell.
Maharaj. Alors je dis, mon opinion, ce n'est pas votre temps à apprendre le sanskrit.